When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Sunday, November 22, checking in with another Art Sound Off edition of Thunder Punch Daily. Art Sound Off, you say? What's that? It's an event where I and a bunch of other visual storytellers are checking in once a day for the month of November 2015, recording a journal, an essay, a reflection about making visual art, and sharing it online with the Art Sound Off hashtag. So here I am talking on my phone again. I'm actually in the parking lot at a grocery store we have in the Midwest called Meijer, which is kind of like, it's a little bit like a Target or a Walmart. It's a lot like, it's a big box store, open 24 hours, one of those kind of deals. And I might have made a mistake because it's the Sunday before Thanksgiving in the United States. And I already made a stop at Trader Joe's and it is bonkers tonight. So many people out doing their shopping. Why? Because yeah, it's the Sunday before Thanksgiving. Doy, I should have done this, you know, a couple days ago. Well, such is the price that I pay for not planning ahead. Speaking of planning ahead, oh my God, that was almost like a planned segue. It totally wasn't though. What's today about besides grocery shopping, besides going out and picking up food? So it's the Sunday before the week begins. And actually this is the last Sunday, that I'll be doing, Art Sound Off. And, Sundays for me typically are about, you know, revving up for the next week, revving up in that I sit down with my Trello board and my emergent task planner and a piece of paper, some scratch paper and pens, and I sort out what needs to get done in the next week and then assigning those tasks to a day of the week. And as you know, if you've been listening to these Art Sound Off episodes, or these Thunder Punch Dailies, I recently just finished teaching a whole bunch of classes at the Ann Arbor Art Center. I was teaching 4 classes a week, and then I was also doing some extra events on the side. And so that made scheduling very challenging, and I wound up having to, one of the lessons I learned this month was always put one thing less than what you'd like to do every day. And that wound up working really well. Well, now, this next week, I don't have any teaching events scheduled. Like, for the next 2 weeks, I don't think I have any teaching events scheduled. Now, I have some classes in December, like a couple of two-day little things, and then I've got, like, a convention that I'm doing in December. But for the most part, my schedule's pretty opened up only in the sense of time or scheduling, not open up in the sense of what needs to be done. I've got a lot that I got to get done. I've got more RoboForce pages to work on. I've got other freelance work that I've got to work on. I've got some Kids Read Comics stuff that I got to start, you know, nailing down, because come January, we start kicking into high gear with planning the next year's show. And I got to prepare for this comic convention. There's a lot to do, but now I have a lot more latitude and a little bit more flexibility in the scheduling. And one of the mistakes I've made in the past, and I'm hoping to course correct on, hoping to not make this mistake starting this week, is I don't want to get overly anxious about the week ahead. Overly anxious in the sense of, all right, now I got to do all the things that I couldn't do when I was scheduled on all these things that took me out of the studio. You know, now I'm back in the studio. Now I'm going to work overtime and do super fast, cram everything I can into like this week because I got all this extra time. Because I don't have extra time. That's the thing. So, you know, when a big project ends, I historically have had this like kicked into, I don't know if you guys have ever struggled with this, if you've ever run into this, but like you are in sort of like the crunch mode of finishing up a project. And you get into this, I don't want to say flow state, cause it's not flow state in the sense of like you get lost in it, but you get into a rhythm with the finishing of the project. And hopefully if you're a professional about it, you get into a rhythm where you aren't letting the stress of it affect you negatively emotionally. And then it's always good. Stress always affects you like somewhat negatively, but I mean, in the sense of you're not like burning out, you're not freaking out, you're finding that optimum place to exist where you're responding to everything you need to respond to as quickly as you can, and the stuff, and you see the light at the end of the tunnel and the stuff's getting done, and you get into like this, there's a rhythm that you hit, which I'm sure you've hit at some point or another in any job that you've worked. You know, even when I was a busboy when I was a teenager, Like, you'd get into a rhythm sometimes, like, especially on, like, breakfast buffet Sundays. Or, you know, when I was a kid working at Burger King on Whopper Sundays. Wow, it's a very Sunday-oriented episode today. I guess I'm thinking about Sunday Lux. It's Sunday. But, you know, like Whopper Sundays, like, at the Burger King I worked when I was a teenager, Whoppers were 99 cents all day long. So it was a very busy day, and you'd get into a rhythm of, you know, putting together hamburgers. So you get into that rhythm, and then you finish, and you take a breath. And as in the last couple episodes, I've been talking about, like, rites of passage and celebratory moments, and how do you honor the effort that you just underwent. That taking of the breath can be that, right? But then it comes time to take on a new thing. Sometimes, speaking only for myself, one can get anxious about, all right, now that this big thing is out of my way, I'm going to tend to all these little things that were piling up while I was dealing with the big thing, and I'm going to super deal with them. I'm going to go crazy dealing with them. I'm going to move at hyper speed. I'm going to be like Fry in that episode of Futurama when he had his 100th cup of coffee, you know? And that anxiety can lead to poor planning. It can lead to frustration when I go into day one and it doesn't happen the way I hoped it would. And it can lead to sloppy work when I'm trying to do it faster than what needs to be done. I'm not being attentive to it. I'm not being fully focused on it. So, yeah, so I'm trying to, you know, the antidote I'm looking for that, you know, that anxiety in advance is focus and, you know, level-headedness and calmness. And learning from the past couple weeks of scheduling things to schedule a little less than what I'd like to do. And while that means that some things are going to get pushed back even further than what I would like, so be it. If it means that I'm doing better work and I'm feeling better about the work that's being done, there's no honor, in my opinion. Well, in my experience, I have reaped little honor in driving myself bonkers to do less than optimal work, as quickly as I wrote down on a calendar, right? Nobody's come along. Like, Stanley hasn't marched into my house saying, like, good job, kid. You did exactly the amount of work that you thought you could when you were abstractly thinking about it at the beginning of the week. And it wasn't quite as good as you hoped it would be. And you're frazzled and stressed out, right? That didn't happen. Let me know if it ever happened to any of you guys. It's about anxiety avoidance is what today is about. So I guess, like, in the spirit of Lean Into Art, you know, how do I hope to do that this time? Like, what practical things am I putting into place? Well, besides scheduling out the week, and like I said, like, what I do is I create a Trello list called For This Week, and I have one that's in process today, right? So there's one ticket, one list, it's very long, so I put the whole week's activities in there. And then each day, I move those cards or those tickets over to my in-process today. And I assign due dates to all of those cards. So, for instance, tomorrow I might put Boulder and Fleet page 55 pencils, okay? And I'll assign the date November 23rd, 5 p.m. And then so on, I'll put, like, RoboForce page 5 pencils, one of the freelance gigs I got, like, the changes on this particular freelance gig, new artwork for some Kids Read Comics stuff that needs to happen. I'll put all those things in that list and assign dates to them. And then you can use, and I think I mentioned this in a past Thunder Punch Daily, you can use Zapier to, like, read the due dates on those items and read the cards and create calendar items on whatever calendar app you choose. So my calendar app shows up with all those assigned by date, so I can look at my calendar and see what my day is looking like, and I can also look at my Trello board. But the other thing that I'm going to try this week, so I might be checking in on the phone a little bit more, is I'm going to try getting out of the studio a little bit. Now, why would I do that? Because after the last 2 weeks, I've been out of the studio a lot. But in those instances, I had a non-making comics activity explicitly expected of me at those locations. I'm talking about getting out of the studio and making comics. So I've noticed when I get out of the studio and work remotely, like at a coffee shop, like at Ruse Roast or at Starbucks or wherever I went, actually it'd be a good opportunity to check out some of the new places in town. Sometimes this actually helps me stay more focused because the lack of physical comfort, right? I can't just be like, you know, I'm going to go upstairs and eat something for a while. I'm going to, you know, go lay down on the couch for a little bit. I don't feel that kind of comfort in that location. I mean, it's a societal norm. You know, you behave a little bit differently when you're out of the house, right? That can sometimes help me really maintain large chunks of time where I'm focused on work. So like I can get a 3-hour block of time where all I am is focused on the work itself. Didn't used to be that way, but that is something I have noticed. But on the other hand, it can be distracting. Like if it's an especially noisy environment, if I don't get a good table, like if I'm like pushed up against like the table near the entrance, and it's awfully cold here right now in Michigan, and the door's opening and closing all the time, and there's all these cold drafts on me, or somebody sees me drawing on the surface and they're like, hey, that's a really neat device, tell me about it, which is, I'm happy to do it, but it does interrupt what I'm doing. So it can be disruptive to do that, but I think I'm going to roll the dice on that this week and try getting out of the studio a little bit and working remotely. So planning my week ahead, trying to create environmental tricks to get me to maintain focus. Those are going to be my two things I'm going to try this week and see if I can't bypass that anxiety. The other one that I'm going to try to do, I mean, this is just a silly one, is I'm just going to try to do breathing exercises, is sit down at the beginning of the day, maybe take 10 minutes and just breathe and, you know, try to just like, just focus my attention on my breathing just for a little bit, just to calm myself down. The physical act of forcing myself to not do anything for 10 minutes, my hope is, and this has worked in the past, is that it will sort of readjust my emotional state so that I'm not in that tweaked out, hyperactive, kind of like, I got to take it all on at once state. So that's the plan. And I'll be checking in all week as we enter our final week of Art Sound Off, checking in and reporting in on whether or not this stuff worked for me. If you guys have any techniques that work for you to stave off that anxiety, I'd love to hear it. You know, Jersey on Twitter, Jersey Drozd on Google+. And that reminds me, I should say, who am I? Jersey Drozd, boulderandfleet.com. If you could check out my webcomic and share a page of it, that would be super awesome. Also, tomorrow, a new episode of the Galaxy of Super Adventure drops. It's a special, it's a unique one, it's a different one. I talked about it yesterday, a little bit outside my comfort zone. I'll be really interested to hear what you guys think about it. So I guess there's nothing else to say except I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember everybody.
Everybody likes to play games, but when they do, it's natural to try and win. But some people try so hard to win that they forget about safety. They get excited, lose their tempers, and then run the risk of hurting themselves or someone else by playing too rough. No game is worth an injury. When you play, don't be so anxious to win that you'll do something which you'll regret later on. Play it safe.